Lisa Joy Hess trained as a scientist but has been a writer for as long as she can remember. She currently lives with her family near Gilbert.
Chautauqua. What I remember most about that summer is the deer. This was before I had ever seen a deer close up before, much less hunted for them. Before deer would hang by the neck in the garage, the impossibly long tongue hanging out of the side of its mouth like a wet wool sock. Before we butchered them on the picnic table, picked off the hair, cut the meat from the bone, removed sinew and fascia and tallow, wrapped them in little white packages labeled round steak and top sirloin and backstrap, and filled the freezer with venison. Before venison pot roast and venison steak Diane, venison stew and venison meatballs, venison bratwurst and Italian and Polish, before I felt about venison how most people feel about chicken, please God just give me one more new way to cook all this meat I have in my freezer. That night, the tent was already set up for the next day's performance. Lines of folding chairs faced the stage, and the stage lights gave the back of the tent a glow from the light reflected off the white canvas. Underfoot, the soft, lush, overgrown grass of the lawn came up to our ankles. We went barefoot. The deer came from a little gathering of trees just to the side of the tent. Silhouetted against the dark, I could see the buck's antlers hanging with half-shed velvet. Two does followed him into the tent, and they tiptoed around those empty chairs as carefully as if they had been filled. We stood there, not moving, not sure what to do, just watching them walk through the canvas theater, and then they disappeared into the darkness. Thank you.